All right, I think I'm on. Right? Okay. Couldn't tell if I hit the button or not. Well, Father, we give you this day. I give you my words and pray that you will speak. In Jesus' name, amen. So, the quarterback got injured. The backup quarterback was injured. The third string quarterback was injured. So, fourth string quarterback is now preaching today. So unfortunately, a lot of us, be in prayer, have a lot of illness going around. So Michael and the Prangers are both sick. The Fries are feeling under the weather. So there's a lot of illness going around. Don't know if it's COVID or not, or if it's influenza, but there's a lot of illness. But God will take care of everything. God will take care of everything. How great is our God? Sing with me. How great is our God? Isn't that what we do? We share and let each other know how great God is. Patty?
Yeah.
Would you like to share something?
Okay.
It doesn't matter where you go. If you want to go to the back, come to the front.
I took him to the hospital Tuesday, and what's it? Wednesday?
Wednesday's when he called, yep.
And Wednesday when I got back from the hospital, I was very tired and I just wanted to go to sleep. And the Lord's like, you need to call Stephanie and have the church pray. I'm like, okay. So I called, and she happened to have the youth group there. The youth, and our youth rock, by the way. But when she got off the phone, I wasn't there, but when she got off the phone, I heard the youth immediately prayed. And I had him specifically pray. My husband, they were saying he could have some damage to his kidneys. And I was like, no way, Lord, on top of all his other physical things, no way. We're not adding nothing to that list. But the youth prayed. And I mean, if his kidneys had got dead, this is very severe. But the youth prayed that night. And the next morning, the doctor walked in and said his kidneys were normal. And there's no damage. If you need prayer, call upon you, Jude. I'm just telling you. They got it going on.
Unless you got more, Patty, because I don't have anything. No.
Really? Really? God bless you. And many have not, because they ask, asking you shall receive.
Amen. Amen. What did Patty just do?
Testified. Witnessed.
And witnessed. Testified and witnessed of what God was doing in her life, what God had moved others to do, and how he meld those two together and God worked. It not only encouraged Patty and Mike, healed Mike, but the youth got to see now answers to their prayer. Answers to their prayer. Revelation. Quite the book. It covers a lot of weird things. But one thing it starts out with, and we've talked a little bit about it, just this whole idea of prophecy has sort of come up and just been touched upon. What is going on? A couple times ago I preached, and it was about God is doing a new thing. He's making a way in the desert. He is parting the seas. He is bringing a creek among the deadness of the desert in order to bring life. John, when he opens up Revelation in 1 and 2, he says, he made it known by sending his angels to the servant John, who testifies who testifies to everything he saw. That is the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. He's testifying to what he knows, which is of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. In 19:10, he says, I fall down to worship the angel. And the angel said, do not do that. I am a fellow servant with you and with your brothers and sisters who hold the testimony of Jesus. Worship God for the spirit of prophecy who bears testimony to Jesus. The spirit of prophecy that bears testimony to Jesus. So what is prophecy? What is prophecy? Prophecy is the testimony of Jesus, is the word of God. Is prophecy. We a lot of times look at prophecy, we look at the term and think of it being a future event. Prognostication. There I go, I got the word. Of some future event. And yes, that does occur. But what truly is prophecy? Prophecy, according to the Bible, is God's word spoken to us. God's word proclaimed in our lives. How is God's word proclaimed into our lives? He tells us what he's planning on doing. He tells us what he has done. The testimony of others is part of this equation as well, too. Patty testifying what the youth group did. What does that do as far as prophecy does? Does it fulfill the healing? Does it fulfill future events? In some ways it does. Because that testimony of saying, how great is our God, sing with me how great our God is. He has done great things. He has healed me from cancer. He has healed Mike from renal damage, kidney damage, impregnates each one of you saying, God has done a miracle in their lives. I know that God will do a miracle in my life. It brings forth that life in your heart to proclaim that God can do it again. And God will do it. Do we see it right away? No. We still have to go through this world. We have to walk through this world, and it's not all roses. A lot of it's thorns. But he encompasses us. He surrounds us. He protects us that we may declare his glory. I think, too, back of testimonies. Several years ago, and I think it's been 3 years ago, Anna preached on her youth Sunday when she gave her quote sermon, but her sermon was truly a testimony. It's a testimony of what had happened in her life, what God had done, but the proclamation of what she said touched people's hearts. They could relate. They knew, yes, that happened to me. And the thing is everything that she's gone through, everything that I've gone through, everything that Carrie's gone through with Paul allows us to minister to others by proclaiming God's goodness, God's grace, God's mercy, God's will into their lives. Prophecy is proclaiming God's nature. Prophecy is proclaiming God's working in our lives. Future events do come out, but that's not the reason for it. It's the testimony. In 12:11, further on, it says, they triumphed over him, triumphed over the dragon, over Satan, over the world. How did they triumph? How do we triumph over this? One, by the blood of the Lamb, by Christ himself, His death on the cross has made us triumph. What brings that about? What declares that in our lives? Is that by the blood of their lamb and by the word of their testimony, they did not love their lives so much to shrink from death. It's the blood of the lamb and the testimony of what Christ has done in our lives that makes us conquer the world, that brings us through. We triumph over by Christ and his word and testifying by Christ. So if you break it down pretty easily, prophecy is the word of God. Testimony is what God, Christ, has done in our lives. It's proclaiming the word of God and what he has done in our lives. He always tells us to testify. He always tells us to proclaim what he has done in our lives. Sing with me how great the Lord is. And even in Deuteronomy 6, what we did Sunday school on, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. These commandments I give to you today are ought to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk down the road, when you lie down and get up." Proclaim, testify of what God has done for you. So often we are so quiet about that in our everyday lives. We go, well, they don't want to hear our stories. They don't want to hear some made up, because in our minds we think they're thinking that it's made up of what God has done in our lives. It's just coincidence. It's just, what if they think it's just nothing that's significant? But if God has put it on your heart, God has done something on your heart, how can you not but share it? How can you not share that he has saved you from some illness? How can you not share that he saved you from some deep, dark depression that was driving you down? You proclaim what God has done because they are going through it. God has taken my husband. That's how you could feel. But in that, he released Carrie into such a wonderful ministry that she would have never done with Paul. I hate to say that. But if she was with Paul, that ministry would never blossom. That ministry would never flourish. How great is our God that Paul is in heaven proclaiming his glory. Carrie is on earth living it out, testifying of what Christ has done in her life and prophesying that truth and that life into others around. How great is our God? How great is our God? It's up to us to allow that light to shine that God has given us. To allow it whenever we need to, whenever it's been called to do. In 1 Peter it says, "But in your hearts revered Christ as Lord and always prepared to give an answer to the hope that is in you if anybody asks." Be prepared. Be prepared to testify of what God has done in your life. What God has done in your life. This is a short sermon today because I think it's very simple. I think it's a simple word. A simple word to reconcile those that are away from God, to declare to them freedom for the captive, and that they can see God's power, the testimony of his works in our lives. Isaiah 40, I'm going to close with that. 60, sorry, I didn't think that sounded right. Isaiah 60. Going to read it and sort of commentate on it as I read it. Unfortunately, it printed out on two pages. I didn't catch that. And I think this is what God wants us to do at this point. Isaiah 60 says, starting in verse 1, "Arise, Shine, for your light has come. That doesn't mean sitting passively by, watching the world go by. It says, arise, stand up. Stand up. Why? Because Christ has come and died on the cross, because Christ has done something in your life. Arise. The light is Christ. The light has come. Christ has come. Arise, declare it. And the glory of the Lord rises upon you. When you declare the works of Christ in your life, the glory of God, the Shekinah glory, will come about around you. People see the difference. It may not be a visible light. It has been in the past. People have seen it around people, around buildings. But there's a peace, there's a calmness, there's a drawing, as a moth is drawn to the flame, there's a drawing of people to that light that's in you because the glory of God shines upon you. And why? Because darkness covers the earth, and deep darkness its peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and the glory appears over you. You give the testimony, Christ comes upon you, and nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawning. For people will be attracted to what God is doing. As the dark gets darker, the light gets lighter. And then he promises, lift up your eyes, because we so often get discouraged when we're proclaiming God's word and we don't see anything. But lift up your eyes and look about you. Lift them up. See what God's doing in the spiritual. He is bringing people. All assemble and come to you, your sons and daughters from your far, and your daughters are carried on the hip. They will look at you, look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth of the seas will be brought to you, and the riches of the nations will come. The riches of the nations being the spiritual, not necessarily the physical. The spiritual harvest. Look up, see the fields are white with harvest. They are ready to be gleaned. They are ready to be harvested. Our job is to rise and let Christ's light shine on us and tell others what Christ has done in our lives. And it's easy. It's easy. Stand with me. Father, we do praise you and we give you the glory, Father, for we do want to arise. We want to arise in your glory. We want to arise and let your light shine upon us that others may see, others may know. We want to declare and testify what you have done, that that prophecy may be fulfilled in others so they too can know your riches, your glory, your salvation, which is all that is needed, Father. Restoration to you. Father, let us go this week and let us be a testament to who you are, to what you've done. In Jesus' name, amen.